When President Clinton announced the NATO bombing campaign against Yugoslavia, he mentioned the name of Adolf Hitler in the same breath as Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says Americans traditionally have embodied complex conflicts in a single person.
When the NATO attack on Serbia started Wednesday night, President Clinton told Americans that if President Milosevic will not make peace, we will limit his ability to make war. For a while, administration officials were doing variations on the theme of bombing Milosevic back to the bargaining table. Then the line began subtly shifting from dealing with Milosevic to dealing him out. The president, in an address beamed to the Balkans, told the Serbs that Milosevic had plunged the Serbs into an unwanted conflict and imperiled their future. NATO commander General Wesley Clark called him the master of his country. Secretary of State Albright said all he cared about was maintaining himself in power. Once again, as so often in the past, the president has found that the most effective way of rallying public support against a foreign threat is to demonize the man in charge. In Latin America, Fidel Castro has been the bête noire and the sometime assassination target of presidents back to Eisenhower. Manuel Noriega of Panama became the man that President Bush loved to hate. The bombing of the presidential palace in the 1989 invasion of Panama left little doubt that Bush was hoping to eliminate him. President Reagan's favorite monster was Muammar Gaddafi, whom he called the mad dog of the Middle East. When Libya was bombed in 1986, Reagan said he would have shed no tears if Gaddafi had been killed. President Bush likened Saddam Hussein of Iraq to Hitler and fought a war against him. President Clinton early on said he could deal with Saddam Hussein if he changed his ways, but soon realized that was a mistake and returned to the line of not doing business with an evil dictator. More recently, the centerpiece of Clinton policy for Iraq has been supporting the opposition in the hope of someday bringing him down. There have been four American missile and bomb attacks during the Clinton presidency, all of them with the names of individuals written on them. Saddam Hussein in Iraq, the terrorist Osama bin Laden in Sudan and Afghanistan, and now the name of Milosevic is figuratively being written on the tomahawks raining down on Serbia. Once Ambassador Richard Holbrooke courted Milosevic as part of the solution to the Bosnian War. Now the president of Yugoslavia is regarded as part of, maybe most of, the problem in Kosovo. Chairman Jesse Helms of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, with other members, is offering legislation designed to promote the removal of Milosevic. And the Serbian strongman, who built a career on fiery nationalist rhetoric, now takes his place in America's Hall of Infamy. This is Daniel Shore.